Pam, I can't believe it. Only 3 days to the wedding. I just feel like everything is going to be perfect.
It is, girl. It is.
Well, could you get that for me,
sure.
please?
Hit it! Look at the white shoes. Break it down. In the house. In your mouth. Watch your mouth. Without a doubt. Suck it all down. Watch your mouth.
Jerome, what are you doing here, man?
Oh, well, hold on. Slow your roll. Let's jump in the trunk. Speed bump. Rump. Peek. Word on the street is Red Bulls and Big Mouth stop shacking up and you're getting hitched. Is it true what they say, Red Bull? Is it true what they say?
Yes, Jerome, and...
So what's the matter? You can't call nobody. Where's my invite, Mellow Yellow?
I didn't know where to send it.
Yeah. Well, don't stress. Cause Romy Romy ain't got no address.
Is there anything else that you want?
Yes, it is, but not with you, Red. Look here, young. If you want to get with a winner, won't you drop that bald head chicken dinner? Won't you drop him?
What do you mean by that, Jerome?
What do you mean, what I mean? I'm talking about me and you doing the double ring thing, junk. Look, after Gina and Big Ears stroll down the aisle, me and you just slide on in right behind them. I do, yes, I marry her. Sure I do. I make the beans, I make the rice. You see what I'm saying or what I'm saying?
Jerome.
Okay, look, I even wrote my own vows. Would anyone like to hear?
Not particularly.
Would you like to hear?
No.
Please hear the vows that I've written to the... All right. Okay, I say in these vows that I promise to love, honor, obey, and hit it twice every day, even four times on Sunday.
Okay, lady, I need for my... Hello?
Anything is going bad before my wedding.
Just calm down, Gina. You know what? I think I can hook you up.
No. Don't touch me.
I need a professional, okay? And I think I know where to go.
No. Don't tell me you're going to ask your name.
Hey, I ain't got no place else to go.
You are desperate.
Is it true that you get married?
Yeah. Is that what's wrong with you?
You love her?
Yes. Yes, baby, I love him. I do.
You happy?
I'm happy. But we'll still be friends, sweetheart. We'll always be friends.
My mama told me. Just came out of the shop.
You can always come over. You know you come over uninvited all the time. You can still do that.
Can I ask a favor?
Okay. What do you want? You can have it.
Have my baby.
What?
I'm drinking a lot of milk, and I'm growing every day.
Boy, you ain't growing in the right places. You just get off.
And you will see me again later. Layla.
This has got to be the worst.
Layla. Oh, no, but see, you don't understand. See, Shanae, they just invented three new waves, okay? Now, this one is the you must got some Indian in your family wave.
Ooh, girl, that is bad.
You like that? Now, this one here is the your man just got his check wave.
Oh, God.
And so what you do is wear that to, like, promotions, special events that got... Hold up, okay? If I did not get there yet, then wait till I get there. I mean, don't nobody be knocking on my door. Don't the hell people do that? I mean, that's just rude. Can't nobody get to the door no faster than Jake can get there.
Knock.
Well, looky, 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 looky. If it ain't Stanky and the little rascal.
Look, I don't know how to ask you this, okay? Look, Shanae, we need our hair and our nails done for the wedding, okay? Yeah. Nobody else in town can do it. They're booked.
Hold on, hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, I didn't even get an invite to your little wedding, okay? And so you just gonna come up here and ask me to do your hairs? No, you must be out your damn mind.
All right. Would you like to come?
Hey, no, that's not the way. Did all your other guests get invitations like that? Did they get invited like that? Shanae wants to be invited a little nicer. I want to be invited a little
nicer. Shanae,
would you please...
Why? I want to be invited.
Grace your presence at my wedding. That would be nice for you to come.
Sorry, but I can't make it. Your invitation is too late. Did not come quick enough. Put a stamp on it in the mail and leave it in the mailbox because it did not come quick enough.
I would come, but I'm going to be at the Detroit Toenail Decorating Competition, okay?
Shanae, just do us this favor, all right?
No, you know why? Because you never really tell Shanae how good I am. How good I am. I said, how good am I?
You know, it's very hard to do these things. All right, come on.
Shanae, you're the best hairstylist in the whole wide world.
Excuse me. Sorry, let me look at the... I mean, you couldn't turn that down first before you asked me to come out here and do anything? Okay, all right. Well, what is it that you want, then? I mean, do you want a Jerry Curl, Afro Puffs, what, Gina?
No, I need something really fly, Shanae. I need something really special for my wedding day, okay?
Shanae,
please.
Just do Gina's hair and do my nails and don't mess us up.
Don't be threatening me, because can't nobody mess you up. Mother Nature already did that. Voila! I mean, all done.
Are you sure?
You gonna let her get married looking like that?
What?
What
do I look like, Shanae?
It's beautiful, Shanae, my face, beautiful!
Well, it is all right. Considering whose head is on.
I really appreciate it. You are so sweet.
Wait a minute. Don't you think you're overstepping your bounds? Don't get dropped. Okay? You be at your wedding with none of these. None of these.
Hey, come on in. No, hurry up. Come on in before somebody else decides.
Okay, let me find a pal. Excuse me.
Yeah. Are all these people?
Oh, my God.
These are all Martin's relatives. There are no more hotel rooms because of some stupid convention, so...
We'll sleep in the car if we have to, but we definitely aren't staying in here.
Yes, we will find some place.
No, you guys.
No. This is a...
Oh, dang it. Mr. Waters, Mrs. Waters. Hello, excuse me. Baby.
What?
Damn.
All your relatives?
I don't know any of these people. I thought they were your family.
My family? I don't know none of these people. Ain't no kin to me. Hey, hold on. Well, there ain't no kin to me, okay. Babe. I find out. Hold on. Partner. Whoa. Partner, man. Who are you?
Hey, now, we the big country pants. Now, we got some ham hocks, some pig feet. Now, you'll never go to nobody's house without bringing them something.
And we are the motherland pains. Is this the only bathroom you've got?
Oh. You mean to tell me they don't have no bathrooms on the plane from the motherland?
No. And the flight was 18 hours. But don't worry. We brought our own incense.
Look, just handle your business, man. All right? Just do what you got to do.
Whatever. God bless you. Thank you.
Sonny.
What's up, cuz?
How you doing,
hey,
cuz?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, son? All right. Sonny, don't start it. Be cool.
I was just looking.
Okay. Gina.
Yeah.
Baby, this is crazy. I thought we were gonna have a small wedding, baby.
Your mama invited every pain in the world, okay? You don't see any of my family sitting up in here.
Captain Payne's in there, his house.
You know what? It's time to get to stepping. We got to get
fine,
to stepping.
Fine, I'm out of here with you.
We out of here.
Hey,
keep it. Hey, y'all can have it crazy.
All right.
Coming out of Africa.
Probably on Monday and on the get down. Gina, if one more uninvited person comes up to our family dinner, baby, I'm going off.
Baby, just be nice, okay? It's
I'm trying.
Anyway, where's your mother?
She couldn't make it. She had to get a car fixed.
She doesn't have a car.
All right, Gina, baby, she don't like you.
Cousin Day 10 is two wives just rolling the town. Sorry, they come to the party?
No. No, let me restate that. Hell no.
Martin says, all right, come on in, man.
Thanks a lot, Martin. You know your television show is showing up the word on the street. Watch out there now. Let's go, ladies.
Excuse me. Can I have everybody's ladies attention, please? I'd like to propose a toast to my best friend, Gina. May tomorrow be the happiest day of your life. And to Martin.
Yeah.
Try not to show up so she can enjoy it.
Oh, y'all go.
Clink, clink.
Well, I want to thank you too, Pam, for cutting your hibernation short. I know the Grizzlies like to sleep all year long. Hear ye. Well, I want to thank all y'all who were invited, and all you freeloaders whose asses weren't invited. I want to thank you anyhow. But most of all, I want to toast my bride. Here's to you, boo. I love you, baby.
I love you too, baby.
Yeah.
All right, now it's my turn. I want to make a toast to all the lovely ladies up in here, and especially to them Waters women. Y'all know y'all got some big old corn fat asses on you.
Gina, okay. I'm sorry, honey, but some of these Paynes are disgusting.
Yeah, they got the right last name, Payne.
Man, what you say about Payne? You want some Payne? I did.
Wait, hold up, fool. Them's my people. Don't make me jump you.
No, Carpenter's definitely in his ass.
Whoa.
And your house,
thank you, baby.
Okay, now damn it. This is about me and my wife to be. Okay, y'all ain't gonna be fighting up in here.
That's
now, everybody,
right.
Please take a seat and let's eat like family.
Yes,
Mr. Waters, you're a grown man. Come on, Mr. Waters. Damn, because you cut it out, man.
Sit down.
Hey, you
off like a boss.
Sit down.
Before I be a member of this family, I'll start capping in here.
So, tomorrow's the big day, huh? You nervous? Please, Tommy. What's my name?
Now, that's my boy.
No, I'm serious, man. What is my name? Why am I doing
Ma, not to refresh your memory. You're the eighth dwarf, Nappy, remember?
Not now, okay? Please, this is not a good time. I don't come messing with you on Groundhog Day, do I?
I know you have pressure of marriage.
All right, man. Okay, baby.
I'm about to take on something much bigger. Can't you understand?
Excuse me, but I think you're sitting on the wrong side.
Now, you don't want to tell me where to sit. Because I get up in you like a pair of tight drums.
You want some of this, boy? Oh, you going down.
Hold on now. Come on. Y'all getting ready to fight again. Dr. Water, you a grown man. Suck it up, man. Push that. Man, ignore him. That's big country, man. Big country. Kill that, man. Damn. Grown man.
I'm serious. Baby. If it's going to be like this today, can you imagine what it's going to be like at our wedding tomorrow? Can you imagine?
I am not trying to see what it's going to look like at the wedding tomorrow, especially if it's like this.
Girl, I told you I will get with you at next Friday's bingo game. Good evening, everybody.
Martin, you and your posse can go on and step to your place.
Reverend, okay? But you ain't got to be saying me and my posse, okay?
All right, you and your little buddies, whatever.
Okay. All right.
Take this onion here, boy, too.
Hey. Are you lucky we use you at the wedding? Be cool. Right.
Okay, right. Baby? I love you. We're gonna do this. Ain't gonna be no more fights.
Praise the Lord.
Right. Love you. Okay? Everybody, boom. See you later, Nappy. Holler at you. Okay?
Give him a check.
Okay, but you get your money. You take care of
him.
Gina?
Okay.
Baby girl, would you and the bridal party kindly take your place?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh,
Martin's mother hasn't arrived yet.
While we are waiting for Mother Payne, I would like to address the congregation. As you know, the photographs that have been circulating in the tabloids, I just want to let y'all know that's not me. That's my cousin Boudreaux. We look awful like. I'm totally innocent.
Here she is. Mama Payne, my favorite cousin. Come on in here, girl.
Oh, dear, I hope she doesn't make a scene.
My baby's my cousin. Lord, I'm here for my baby's wedding rehearsal. He's getting married. I can't believe it. Oh,
God, I didn't think it could get any worse.
Tommy and Pam then rolled up out of here and left us note.
Ooh, dear friends and family, since you all can't get along, we decided to move along. We out.
She done stole my boy and left the country?